It's the 11th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Bedford Winter Night Shelter is returning at the beginning of December. The shelter, which is part of a combined effort between the King's Arms Project and Bedford Borough Council, will provide expanded resources to those vulnerable to or currently experiencing homelessness. Those requiring help will be provided with accommodation and a warm meal. In addition, they will also have access to employment support services to help them return to the workforce. The 100-day scheme will cost the council £60,000, both to run the programme and to employ staff. Councillor Philippa Martin Moran Bryant said, "This is my second year of working with the King's Arms Project," adding, "The council is currently helping 1,570 households who are either at risk of or experiencing homelessness." Men are being advised to have their prostate checked for Men's Health Awareness Month. 974 men were diagnosed with prostate cancer across Bedfordshire and Milton Keynes, a 27% increase according to figures as of 2022. Brereton Road in Bedford was the location of a fatal stabbing last Tuesday, according to Bedfordshire Police, where the suspect Tyrese Camus was arrested. The male victim was in his 20s and died as a result of his injuries the next day. The 25-year-old Camus was charged with the murder on Friday. Adam Bridges, a detective inspector, said, "Our thoughts are with the family and loved ones of the man who tragically lost his life in this incident." Bedfordians commemorated Armistice Day with a memorial service held earlier at Riverside Square. Armistice Day marks the official end to World War I aggression and the beginning of peace talks on this day in 1918. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.